The information contained herein is intended to help the viewer successfully navigate common IRS and Department of Labor requirements to help achieve successful results from their IRA. The information is not intended to replace information from your legal counsel or income tax professional. IRA Club does not offer or sell any investment. All investments have risk.
Welcome to the IRA Club podcast, brought to you by the IRA Club, Alternative Investing Reimagined. This is the show where you'll hear from experts across all of the investment world, all sharing their knowledge to help you master your self-directed retirement accounts. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started, the IRA Club podcast is here to help empower you to take control of your financial future. And that starts right now.
Ramis Fakhouri here, Vice President of IRA Club, and thank you for joining us on our next podcast as we discuss the process. Previous episode, we talked a little about maybe reasons why somebody may not want to self-direct, okay, or what's holding them back. Here, we're going to talk about the process of opening, funding, and investing, and you're going to have the opportunity to meet the heads of our department, starting with Mandy, the onboarding team, leading it into Jill, a client care representative, and who your points of contact are going to be, and lastly, Carlos and his investments team as you go through the due diligence process of actually choosing your investment and how he's going to cross the T's and dot the I's for you. So many of you that personally know me know that I actually come from the hospitality world, actually 2 decades, myself, my family. It's not just about retirement accounts. Education has always been the forefront of IRA Club. And I mentioned through my previous episodes that it's all about the process. And because we're going to walk through the process, I want you to meet our team. Always remember, IRA Club is not a call center. You will never be lost through this process. And that is my promise to you. Let's go ahead, get started, and meet the team. So here at the IRA Club, we're always going to start off with one of my travel partners, Mandy Drysdale. She's actually in charge and head of our onboarding process and new account establishment. Mandy, you know this more than anybody. And when I say this to any individual that wants to learn about the concept of self-directing, one of the first things that we say as part of our customer service is we're not a call center. When you call the IRA Club, you actually get a point of contact. And it always starts with you and your team. Now, you are, although Chicago, IRA Club is based in Chicago, your offices are actually in Idaho Falls. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Awesome. So, Mandy, when it starts off with you, and before I get into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background?
I started my career as a financial advisor, actually, and I really enjoy working with people, helping them organize their finances, get themselves out of debt, and invest in things. And then I had 2 beautiful children that came along, and working those hours is just too much. So I stopped to have the kids, and then going back as a single mother, I became a teacher so I could keep the hours and keep them entertained and raised. And so I was a math teacher for about 12 years. I love that. I love working with kids. It's fun. And then now my last one is about to graduate. And so now I came back to the financial world. It's wonderful to be working with people again and helping them with their retirement accounts. And so it kind of combines both my backgrounds of working with people, working in the financial world. I'm no longer a financial advisor. I've let those licenses go, but that's kind of where I ended up. And I absolutely love my job, working here for about 2 years now. And so it's great.
I just mentioned a split second ago, you and I travel all over the country, probably about 40 to 50 events. In our previous episode, we talked about reasons why somebody may not want to self-direct or may have never heard of the concept of self-directing. So once we do educate our individuals, a lot of people get hung up on the process. And process number one is establishing your account. Can you kind of just walk through what that process looks like for you and, you know, the rest of the team over in Idaho Falls? How does it start off? What does the typical conversation start with?
Yeah. So we'll either do a Zoom call or a phone call. And it works really well because we get to know each other. What I'm really doing is looking to see what your goals are, what your interests are, what you're trying to accomplish so that we can put you into the right type of account. And so I'll ask things like, do you have a retirement account already? And what kind of account is it? We'll talk about what investments you're looking to make, if you have investment ideas, those kinds of things. And then we definitely spend a lot of time going over the exact process. And the process is fairly straightforward. It's an online application. We either do it together over the phone, or I send you a link and you fill it out online. We only really need two things. That's a driver's license to verify you are who you say you are, and a statement from your current custodian. You'll upload both of those pieces, and then we'll get your account open. And what's great is you're going to go from me helping you with the application right into our client care team, who's going to help you with the transfer process. The money gets transferred over to the IRA club. And then from there, you're going to invest and you're going to work with our investment team. So you're really working with an actual human person each step of the way, and we're getting you right where you want to be.
And I like to refer to that as a system of checks and balances, right? We're going to walk you through that process. We're going to handhold you every step of the way. And yes, Mandy is that first point of contact. You know, Mandy, we also want, as part of that process, to ensure that they do name a beneficiary, right? That is something that's very important. Just God forbid something happens to you. Remember, the IRA itself is a trust account, so it is a separate entity from who you are. And that is definitely part of that process. And yes, make sure to upload your most recent statement. Make sure you have your social security number on hand, not just yours, but your beneficiaries. And let's be honest, Mandy, I don't know my wife's beneficiary. I'm sorry, as the beneficiary, I don't know her social security number. I'm lucky enough to know her date of birth. Just kidding to everybody that's listening out there. But with that being said, and I know you're laughing, but with that being said, once that account establishment, the link is either provided, let's just say hypothetical scenario, Mandy, most people are not tech savvy. Maybe do you and your team maybe happen to pre-fill the application before?
Absolutely. Yep. So we can either do it together and I'll fill out the application, or, and in that case, it's very easy because you're just telling me your information. I'm putting it into the form and then I'll send it to you to sign. So we definitely do that option. Going back to your beneficiary information, it's super easy to add that later. So long as you've got a name going in, you know, like I'm going to leave my IRA to my trust or to this person, and we get some information, we can always add that social security number later, because I don't know my husband's either, so don't tell him because he probably knows mine, but you know, that's the way it works. And so we can always add that information later. In fact, we've got most everything digital. So if you are tech savvy and you want to jump online and add a third party access form, or you want to change a beneficiary, you can do all that very easily, or give us a call and we'll take care of it for you. So that's what's really great about us. We have so many options for you to get the exact amount of interaction with the person that you want. Some people just want the application and they're good to go. And some people want, I've even had people do a Zoom call. They'll share their screen with me and we'll talk through each step while they fill it out. So you really can do it in a lot of different ways,
which is unbelievably beneficial. So if you're more visual, I would say, highly recommend setting up a Zoom call. And again, it starts off with, if you visit IRAclub.com, go to the top right side where it says schedule a call. The first person you're going to see there is Mandy Drysdale. You could schedule some time. And I understand we all have busy lives, agendas, families, kids, you know, dogs, pets. And it all starts with you clicking that button and just choose a time that best works for you. So we always work around your schedules, okay, to be clear. And then Mandy, once the account, right, is opened and established, walk us through that process. How long does that take once the information is given?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a pretty quick process to get that account open. I would say it's 10, 15 minutes to get your application completed. When you upload your statement, that's going to be a next step that's going to expedite that process a little bit more, because our team is able to take your statement and pre-fill a transfer form. So I used to tell people the first step is to get the application open. The second step is to liquidate your account. So if you've got an account with Fidelity, you're going to open the application with us. You're going to call them and liquidate this, your account. This is not a taxable event. It just is selling off the positions that you hold so that the cash can move a little bit easier. So if you're on a deadline, first of all, let me know, because we'll work with you to the best of our ability. The second, it's probably the most time efficient to do the application, liquidate your account, then our team is going to send you that transfer form using the information you have from the statement, or we have from your statement. and then we'll send it to you and verify. And that's where you can verify the exact dollar amount. Also, just, you know, make sure everything looks good. Send it back to us. We'll send that statement over to your current custodian. They will then wire us the money. That is the time-consuming process. It does take between 5 and 10 business days. I wish we had more control over that. You know, it's like, in today's day and age, why should that take that much time? But it's just nothing we can do anything about. We just have to wait. But what I tell people is, during that transfer time, that's a great opportunity to work with our investment team to get your investment directions figured out, what you're looking for, make sure everything on that end is ready to go. So when the money does hit the IRA club account, you know, it does take a day or two to clear, and then we can wire it out on your behalf. And so we can make that as efficient as possible, but we are subject to what the other custodian does and sends to us.
But I love what you said a split second ago, right? And that is, remember, people get hung up on the fact that they think, because they're told by their broker or their fiduciaries or registered investment advisors, that they are triggering a taxable event. That is not the case, okay?
Yeah.
You are moving the funds from one trustee to another trustee, which is our Bank Meridian. So that does not trigger a taxable event, and there is no 10% penalty. Again, if you're over the age of 59 and a half, that is not a concern or something you should be worried about, but that is something, please forgive me, that, Mandy, we call this the fear factor in our industry.
Yeah.
And remember, ask the questions. We are here to guide you, which leads you into the next step. And we're going to go into the next process, which is going to be meeting your client care representative. Mandy, you're the best. Thank you for chatting.
Absolutely.
And look forward to seeing you at the next event.
Yeah, that'll be good.
So now, once the application has been completed by Mandy and the onboarding team over in Idaho Falls, we will actually send it over to Jill. Jill, you and the client care team will go ahead and start the process of, and I'm going to actually lead this off to you because you're more the expert than I am, but it leaves from the onboarding team to the client care team.
Sure. So once Mandy and her team help our clients pre-fill those applications, and once that application is signed and completed, my client care team will receive this application. The first thing we're going to do is open it, review the application, make sure that everything is there, all the information such as social security number, beneficiaries, we have that statement, and a form of photo ID. We'll review the application, and then our client care team will determine who the best client care representative will be to assist you in opening up the self-directed account. That representative, which would be Emily Johnson, Dan, or myself, we'll open up this account within one business day.
Got it.
Once it's opened, we will call the client, welcome them to IRA Club to answer any questions and start that transfer process.
Okay. And do they get also on top of the welcome phone call, will they also get like a welcome email?
They will also receive an email. In this email, they'll have information about the account. So letting the client know the account information, reminding them if it's a traditional, a Roth, a SEP, or whatever the type of account that they have opened. They'll also receive a welcome guide in this email. That's very important information. That information reviews the process, the guide, the outline of everything that's happening with their account here at IRA Club, what to expect, and also it's some great details on getting into the investment process and those next steps after the account has been established already.
Awesome. So, and part of that actually is most people don't realize, and we have the conversations in previous episodes, is yes, the trading platform that we also have. So keep in mind to all new IRA Club clients within that welcome PDF, we talk a little bit about the trading platform and how they could also utilize that. Although we address many topics in the self-directed space when it comes to alternative investments, right? Use your retirement account to buy, you know, real estate, land, syndications, private equity deals, and so on. But yes, also the trading platform that we provide for all IRA Club clients, right? And there is actually no asset fee to utilize that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct. Yeah. It's completely free to IRA Club members.
Mm-hmm.
Another great part of the welcome call and the welcome email, this is going to give you an opportunity to speak with your client care representative to speak about funding the account. So this might be a rollover, a transfer, or a contribution. that statement that you submitted with the application. We'll be able to review that and assist you on getting those funds moved to IRA Club during that time.
Well, speaking of which, so now you have all that information. Mm-hmm. You met the client care representative. Now we're going to work on the transfer of funds, right?
Correct.
So what does that process look like? Like, assuming they did receive, we did receive for, give me the most recent statement at Fidelity, Vanguard, or Schwab. What does that process look like?
Sure thing. The first thing we're going to do is review the statement to ensure that the funds that are in that account at Fidelity, Vanguard, mm-hmm. Schwab are qualified to move into the type of account that was opened up here at IRA Club. We'll confirm that with our transfers team, which is Steffi and Anna. Mm-hmm. From there, we will call the client and confirm how much money they're looking at moving to IRA Club. During that process, we will pre-fill a transfer form for them to sign. Mm-hmm. Once that is signed and we ensure that the funds are liquidated in that other account, we will submit that on behalf of the client to the delivering firm.
Awesome. So once thou assuming, and me and you always laugh about this in the client care team. Mm-hmm. We know that the big three are Fidelity, Vanguard, and Schwab. They control, you know, just under 70% of the $44 trillion that we currently have. Are all custodians treated equal, Jill? I know you're laughing, but tell me why.
It's a little bit of a game to get funds transferred in.
A game, yes.
Some require you can do a HelloSign or Dropbox sign. Others require that the form is physically printed and signed. Some you can fax the form. Some you have to mail it in to us, and then we have to attach additional paperwork and mail it in to them. Some firms, we can have the funds to IRA Club within 2 business days. Sometimes it can be 4 weeks. So it's We are at the mercy of these other firms, and we are here to assist you and get those funds moved in as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. But it's a game, like I said earlier, and it's you hope for the best.
Yeah. And my favorite, Jill, is the medallion stamp. Yes. That one is the best, right? What is that one, Morik? Explain that real quick.
Yeah, a medallion stamp or an MSG is a medallion signature guarantee. Think about it as a notary mm-hmm. stamp, but for like financial documents, it's essentially ensuring that this is Ramez's transfer form. Mm-hmm. It is his account, and he is eligible and allowed to move money from Fidelity to IRA Club. The person giving the stamp guarantees that, and then they will give that back to us. We recently did find a tool that we were able to share with our clients about how to acquire and where mm-hmm. to acquire a medallion stamp. Mm-hmm. So if that's a hiccup in the transfer process, we're able to assist with that as well.
So let's just say all things go to hell, right? Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about IRA Club not being a call center,
correct?
Right? You have a point of contact here at the IRA mm-hmm. Club, right? Well, you or one of our team members, right?
Sure.
If you don't know the answer, if you get stuck, I don't know what the next steps are, this custodian is giving me a hard time, you call the IRA Club and ask to speak to your client care representative, and we will help walk you through that transfer process.
Sure. Most likely what would happen if you call in and say, hey, Fidelity's giving me an issue, what's going to happen is we'll get Steffi or Anna involved because they're helping with that transfer mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then if needed, we're going to call Fidelity with you on the line.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Fidelity won't speak to us about your account.
Unfortunately, no.
So you would need to be on the line with us, mm-hmm. or we can help guide you through what that conversation would look like. So we would be able to assist figuring out what is causing an issue with that transfer.
But I promise you this, we will walk you through that process, whether it's a three-way call, whether it's, I'm not sure, like we said earlier, what form to fill out, but keep in mind, we also have these great and powerful guides, right? And within our website, if you go to our resource center, and feel free to roam through that, okay? Mm-hmm. But Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., right, we are here to answer your questions. And what is the typical time frame if somebody sends us an email? How fast before we respond back?
So our goal is if we get the email within the same business day, but our team is really great and we typically see within 4 hours of a response. If we do get an email, we need a little bit more information. Mm-hmm. We will give you a call because we believe it's always best to be able to get right to the bottom of the issue, help you right away.
Sure.
So email and call is the best way to
Okay. So we talked about with Mandy that the time frame to open will literally be 8 to 10 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Assuming everything goes smoothly, we open the account the same day, if not on the next business day. what does that time frame look like for funding?
Sure thing.
Depending on the kind of.
Sure. So once it takes 8 to 10 minutes to open up the application, we receive it. We will review the application. We say that the application and the account will be established within one business day. Yep. Once we speak to you and we're able to start that transfer process, depending on the requirements for those firms, once we submit it to them.
Give or take.
Transfer process?
Yeah. How long did that take? Give or take. I know each custodian's not that. There's 10,000 brokerage firms that are out there.
We'll say conservatively 10 business days, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But like Mandy mentioned before, we can start working on those investment documents, working with our investments team to prepare everything for that investment you might have in mind.
Yep. And it also depends a little bit on how receptive our clients are. So
correct.
The faster they get to us, the faster we could work with you guys.
Exactly.
So is there any final thoughts or anything else we should know about the transfer scene and the client care team?
Client care team, we're also here to help if you have questions about a required minimum distribution, making a contribution, if you need to update the beneficiary, like Mandy mentioned, if you'd like to add third-party access, if you need to update anything about the account or just have general questions about an IRA and your account here, we're able to assist. We also are here if you see a webinar or anything you have a question about, we can be the point of contact to help them out with that.
Jill, thank you so much for taking the time, for breaking down the client, you know, your role as the manager and the client care team's role. And until next time we meet.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right. Now that we actually talked about opening with Mandy and funding with Jill and meeting the client care team, we are now going to head into the investment process, right? And before I introduce you to Carlos, one of the things to keep in mind here at the IRA Club, we are talking about self-directed retirement accounts. And we at IRA Club are not registered investment advisors. We are not fiduciaries. We always encourage you to reach out to your CPAs, your lawyers, before getting the investment process started. But the account is now open. The account is now funded. Now it's time to choose your investment. And this gentleman, Carlos Lee, is going to be your point of contact. He has been here. Carlos, correct me if I'm wrong. You are one of the longest standing IRA Club employees to date, right?
Yes, right after Vanessa and Lisa, our trust officer and treasurer, then me.
Then you. So all, and correct me if I'm wrong, all investments go through you and the entire investments as part of the compliance process, right?
Yes.
So let's say, okay, now we have an IRA Club client. He is now going through the process of making that investment. What does that look like for you and your team? What does that process look like for the investor using their retirement dollars?
All right. So a lot of investors have this trouble of describing their investment if this is their first time doing it with the retirement.
No, you wouldn't say.
The first step is always figuring out what exactly they're trying to do. They might say something along the lines of, I'm trying to use my retirement account, my IRA money to buy a house. Okay, well, it sounds simple enough. They're buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they mean that they're investing into a syndication or a fund and that's buying the house. Or maybe they're investing into a loan to someone else and that's how the house is going to be bought. So we're always trying to get more information about the deal first. And once we have that information, we guide the clients towards the next steps. And that's the general process of start to getting the documents ready for them.
Okay. And like you said, you talked a little bit about, again, real estate, and they're not sure if it's a real estate, tangible asset or syndication or private equity deal. So your job, you and the team's job, is to ensure that the right documents are presented to you.
Correct. Right? Yes. Because we don't want to tell them, oh, we need XYZ. We always want to start with, well, what is your investment goal?
Yep.
Because once we have that, then we can tell them what exactly is needed. We don't want to, you know, go through a roundabout, them getting these documents. All of a sudden, we find out that it's like actually a different type of investment. We need different documents. We want to make the process as smooth as possible for our clients.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What are some of the hiccups that you see, that you and the team see in the investments department?
Okay. One of the major hiccups is titling for the IRA.
Uh-huh.
So for most new investors using their retirement funds, they are not aware that it's the IRA buying the property, investing into the fund, lending the money out. It's always the IRA making these transactions. And a lot of times when they're the first time investor, and especially if they don't reach out to us first, they start doing the documents. Maybe they've invested personally before. Mm-hmm. They think they know what they're doing, and then they go ahead and get started. The main hiccup is that they put their own name, their own social, their own information on any of the investment paperwork. And now when we receive it and review it, we have to let them know, hey, can this be redone? This has your own name on it. And the reason why you don't want your own name on these documents or your own social security number on these documents is that the IRA is investing, and the main benefit of the IRA investing is that you're not paying taxes on the income right now.
Correct. Correct.
If you have your own name, your own social, the IRS can claim that you're doing a distribution. This is a personal investment. You're being taxed on not just the income of the investment, but also the money that you use is a distribution, a taxable event. And we're trying to avoid that.
At all costs. So, and that's the whole goal, right? Is to accelerate your wealth, and in particular, your retirement account. Not just about diversification, it's about passing that along, the financial literacy behind it. And your job is to make sure that it is IRS compliant.
Yes.
So let me like follow up with something real quickly. Talk a little bit about prohibited transactions, you and I, quite often, because a lot of our clients try to do some sneaky things on the backside thinking that you're not going to catch it. What may be an example of a prohibited transaction?
Okay, so the main things for prohibited transaction, just the basic, you cannot invest to and from any disqualified person. That would be your family tree up and down. So think parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, any spouses of any of these people, and any companies that any of these people own or control. So you can't buy into your son's company. You can't lend money to your parents. It has to be these third-party, non-disqualified people. Now, the way around it is that they say, oh, okay, well, how about this? I go ahead and buy the house that my friend owns, but before that, he's going to buy it from me because I want to put this into my IRA account. And we have to tell them there's no statute of limitation on prohibited transactions. The IRS finds out that you sold your house to your friend and then bought it with your IRA, you're indirectly creating a prohibited transaction.
Carlos, we refer to that as a straw man in our industry. Yes. That is a big no-no. So at the end of the day, our job is to give you the correct, right? The correct answers.
Yes.
What people do behind our backs, unfortunately, that's not everything that we could control, right? It's to make sure that the process is run smoothly from A to Z. Now, they present the documents, right? The investment docs, you review them. Everything looks good, ready to go. What does that process look like? How do the funds move from their IRA club accounts to what does that look like, that specific type of process?
Okay. So once the client goes ahead and sends the documents to IRA club, maybe it's a sponsor that's sending the documents to us. We work with a lot of sponsors who sends us a lot of investors, and we have many documents on file already for them. Now, once we get the documents, we'll go ahead and review it. The average review time is 2 to 3 business days for investment documents. And once we get the
green assuming light, the money's here, right?
Assuming
the money's here.
Okay. But like Joe mentioned earlier, we can go ahead and start reviewing it while the money's being transferred over. We don't want to make you get into a situation where you have to wait until the money's here. Now you have to wait for the investment documents to be reviewed. If you want to, you can go ahead, send us the investment document.
Start
looking at it while your money's in process of being moved over here. And once you get the green light, once you go ahead and sign off our investment directions form authorizing us to wire the money to this company or this account, we're just waiting on the transfer to come. Yeah. So 2 to 3 business days, if everything looks good, if there's something that needs to be changed or something's missing, we'll let you know. And then this way we can go ahead and start moving forward with the process.
So just K through A-ing that, like, listen, it's a 10-day process to move the funds over.
Yes.
Why waste time, right? As the investor.
Exactly.
Never let money sit. We're always here to make it move faster for you.
Exactly.
So that's the goal, right, with you and your team is once we open, once we fund, choose the investment, it's your team's job to make sure, remember, we're crossing the T's, we're dotting the I's for you. You don't know what form to fill out. You don't know what to do with the investment directions form. Can they always call you?
Yes, they can go ahead and call me, call my team. We're more than happy to help guide you through the process. Again, we're trying to make this as smooth as possible for you as the investor. We're not trying to go ahead and hold on to your money as long as we can, like Fidelity or some of these other companies do. We want to make this a good, positive transaction for you.
As we talk finally about accounts been open, funded, and the investment opportunity is completed, how long does the IRA club take to actually send the money out? When does it go in the queue?
All right. So once everything's been greenlit and we have the funds, we'll go ahead and add it into our queue for processing. So for checks, we wait 3 business days for the checks to clear. If the money was wired over to us, we'll go ahead and wire it out the next business day.
The next business day.
Wire is clear the next day. So that's what we were talking about earlier. If you want this investment to be done sooner, go ahead and start the process while the funds are in transfer. If not, this is your second investment, third investment, then on average, 2 to 3 business days for a review, greenlit, next business day after that, processing.
Easy enough. Carlos, yes. Thank you for your time, and we look forward not just for our IRA club clients to work with you, but everybody else that's interested in self-directing and taking back control of their future.
Yes, thanks for having me here.
Thanks, Carlos. So now that you've actually met the entire team, the next move is really falls on you. And we're here to ensure that we walk you again every step of the way. One of the things that I also want to drive home is if you're unsure and you don't know what those next steps are, we are simply a phone call away. Or shoot us an email. We'll respond back within 24 hours. If you want to learn more, visit us at iraclub.com/podcast. Visit our resource center. Make sure that you join us for the next episode. And don't forget, when you visit iraclub.com/podcast, we will make sure you get Dennis's latest book, Money Making Ideas with Your IRA or 401k, our president, founder, the author of 17 great books. Again, looking forward to working with you.